Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we discuss your curious questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Quran and the narrations of Holy Prophet, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have the pleasure to be with Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, brother.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
So we have another question today. I'll read it out for you. How can we upbring our children so that they can have positive impact on others and do not get influenced negatively?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a very important question. I think there's a lot that can be said about this topic, that we want our children, the first part that you mentioned, second, which is that we aim and we want our children to be such that they don't get influenced by others.
Right.
And it's something we all understand, that you have certain children or even adults, right, that are very easily influenced by others, right?
Yeah.
So if somebody says something to them, they'll believe them. Or if a particular trend occurs or particular fashion occurs within society, they're very quickly adopted without thinking about it. They're
right.
Very easily influenced by their friends, by the society, by what the media says. And society, or generally people, when you think about it, they actually count this as a very negative thing, right?
Right.
Even sometimes, even you ask them themselves, you say, like, how do you perceive a person who is so easily influenced by others? They'll see that, like, that's a very bad thing. That's a person who's doesn't have a strong ground, and it's not a positive thing at all. And so we want to raise our children in a way that they don't have this weakness where they are influenced by others so easily. So this is a very important point, and we need to really think about it. How do we raise kids whereby they can think about things before adopting them in their lives? Now, this can be at the theological, at the belief level, where we believe in everything that other people say, or we adopt the ideology that others have. Others means friends or society or movies and cartoons or anything. We don't adopt them without thinking about it. Or it can be related to actions as well. And the way we do things, where we are told by others, for example, to do certain things, peer pressure, for example, comes in this. Or sometimes even the apparent of certain things, the way we dress, the way we speak. I remember sometimes you find these youths, they go for a week, they travel for a week with their friends. When they come back, they're speaking exactly the way their friends speak.
Yeah.
Right? So easily influenced in the way they speak, in the way they dress, by others. So this is something where we understand it to be negative.
Mm-hmm.
And we should think about how we can bring about children that they are not like this.
Right.
On the other side, something that we find positive is that when we have children, and again, children as well as adults as well, who are not just influenced by others, but rather they are individuals who impact others. And obviously,
right,
over here, you can count this impact as a positive or negative. Sometimes you have influencers that will impact others in a negative way.
Right.
They will be sharing certain things, sharing ideas or sharing certain behaviors, and therefore impacting others often in a negative way. But you can have people who have a positive impact on others. Often they're leaders, often they're strong personalities, mentors, teachers, or just a leader personality type, basically, where they will be not just influenced by others, but rather they will influence others. They will have a positive
impact
on
others.
Others.
Right. Well, this topic needs to be discussed more, and there's a lot more to talk about. There are several things while you were discussing that are coming into my mind, because in our culture, what happens where you get, I would say, influenced from the most are the Bollywood movies. Well, we'll discuss about that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic upbringing. We are with Brother Miqdad, and we're discussing how to train your children so that they do not get influenced by others, rather they have a good impact on others. And Brother Miqdad is here to help us.
Yes, so you mentioned Bollywood and the influence that people have from TV generally, children as well as adults as well. So yes, this is a good example of how us adults as well as children, they get influenced in the way they think or even in the behavior by what they see, right? And so you want to build a strength in us, in our children, that we don't adopt the values or the ideas or the behavior of others without thinking about it.
Right.
I keep repeating this because I think it's important that we understand what we're trying to talk about. When we talk about influence, what does that mean? What does it mean, influence? And influence means that we don't adopt ideas and values and behavior of others without thinking about it. Because sometimes you really want to adopt. Let's say, for example, you see a scholar, or you see a teacher, or you hear about some of the traits of the Holy Prophet, for instance, and you want to adopt these. You want [S2] Right. [S1] To be influenced by this. So being influenced generally is not neither negative or positive.
Right.
It's the idea of not doing it out of pure weakness, but rather doing it after a thought, after
right.
rationally. So having this level of filter, and this is what we need to create
right.
in our children, a level of filter, a level of strength in able to think about things before adopting them. So when it comes from the Holy Prophet, when it comes from a scholar, then yes, please influence me. I'd love to be influenced by you. I'd love to adopt the way you think and the way you behave. And I want to be impacted by you,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is a positive thing. You
right.
want children to be influenced by their scholars, by the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. And so being influenced is a positive thing in this regard. And therefore, the point that we want to make over here is that when we talk about this, we talk about creating in our children, in ourselves, a filter, a strength to be able to rationalize and adopt and be influenced when
mm-hmm.
we want to.
Right.
You mentioned TV, so let's discuss this very quickly. TV is perhaps one of the biggest influences in today's world. And a practical tip right over here. If you want your children to be individuals who are not influenced, but rather have a positive impact, then reduce the amount of TV that they watch. Because TV, besides all the content that is being taught, besides all the different things that they're receiving from TV, the very fact of watching TV is telling your child that you need to copy, that you need to take in without thinking. Because TV
right.
doesn't allow thought, doesn't allow action. It's just taking in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's a quote by the president of this United States of America regarding this, that Hollywood is not entertainment, it's rather education, basically. In other words, we've been told that TV and being in front of the screen is not simply entertainment. It's actually education. It's telling me that, look, open your mouth and you'll be spoon-fed with different things. And so the very fact that you put TV for children, you're putting something on for the children, is actually teaching them that you are being spoon-fed of how to think and how to behave without the need for thinking about it. And this is why we often say that when you watch TV, always talk about it later on, always analyze it, always discuss it with your children. This is very important.
Right. Well, Brother Meghdad, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "He who recites the Quran before puberty has indeed been given wisdom in his childhood."
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing with Brother Meghdad. And we're talking about how to train your children not to get influenced negatively, rather have a positive impact on others. So, Brother Meghdad, you were talking about TV. TV completely comes as if it is telling us to get spoon-fed and take in things.
So the practical point number one, if we really want to create children who have a positive impact on others and not just be influenced, is to train them to always have a filter, always create a filter for themselves before adopting something. And so when children have watched TV, when they've watched a movie, they've played a game, they've watched a cartoon, always take the opportunity over the dinner table, for example, to discuss it with them. To allow them to talk about it, but not just recount what they've seen, rather to analyze what they saw, right? To criticize it, to take the good from it and expose the evil from it.
Right.
And this conversation, slowly is training them to look, when I watch something, I have to analyze it. I have to think about it. I have to explore it, whether it was correct or was not correct.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just be watching 2-3 hours, 5-6 hours, 10 hours a week, and just taking in without analyzing it. So at every opportunity, discuss it with them. What do they watch? How do they find it? What was good about it? What was not correct about it? How can we improve it? Make them have a sort of filter. And what will happen is that you're creating within them not just this sense that I have to analyze, I have to think about it, I have to create a filter, not just accept everything that comes my way. Right. This is the point that I don't just take everything in, but rather have a filter. And so you create an attitude in them, attitude of having a filter. But also you're teaching them what kind of filter to have. You're teaching them, look, what is evil and what is good. You're teaching them, look, what you saw over here, it was good because of this reason. It was bad because of this reason. This is what Islam says about this particular point. This is what our ideology teaches us. This is how we see the world. And so you are not just creating an attitude in them of being able to analyze everything and not just taking in, but you're also teaching them how to analyze it. And this is how we analyze it. That when you watch this, for example, this particular words of this person in the cartoon, for example, or this particular behavior of this movie character, this was its fault. This was wrong about it. This is what we don't accept. And so when you're doing this, you're teaching them how to analyze it as well.
Right.
This is also valid for the news as well. When you watch news and you encourage your children to watch the news, same thing as well. You talk about the news. Don't just take everything in when it comes to the news.
So you're kind of developing that media literacy.
Exactly. So teach them how to teach them first to analyze. Always be on a not on the defensive. Always have a filter on you. And what is this filter? How to filter things?
Do not let everything come in. Rather have that create that strength of rationalization in your children so that they can be more practical in their lives. Thank you so much, Brother Meghdad, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.